Hi everyone, and welcome to Take 10th Return number 566. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. And if you have a moment, please fill out the survey questions on the bottom of the podcast notes. So, this week we meet Avraham, Parshas Lech Lecha, and one of the things that we associate with the Avos, of course, are the three tefillos a day. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that one of the explanations for why we have three tefillos a day is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, each one established one tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. And we've talked about elements of this in the past, but I wanted to specifically focus on one area of tefillah today, the area of the reality of Kavana, the difficulty that we have in focus, in concentration, in deliberately davening. And so this notion of Kavana comes up a lot. And I want to begin with what might be a shocking Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, b'shem Rabbi Elazar, nispalav lo kibin libo, im yodeh shehu chozer u'mechaveh nis libo, yispalav, v'im lav al yispalav. So the Gemara over here says that if you did not have Kavana when you davened, so if you know that you're going to be able to do it again, great. If not, you should not daven. Now that's an important Gemara, but in the context of that line, so the discussion continues, Amar Rabbi Chiya, Ruba ani min yomi lo kivanes el echad zmane boi mechavni. Usually I have no Kavana when I daven, but once I wanted to, neharhis v'libi v'amrin, the Amris, man olol kumi malka, who's going to get up before the king? Is it going to be one guy or the other guy? He's thinking politics while he is davening. The Gemara continues, Shmuel had the same problem, just he thought about a different thing. He says, ano manas afruchaya, I'm counting the flowers while I'm davening. Rav Bun Bar Chiya Amar, ano manas dimusaya, I'm counting the bricks. And finally, Amar Rav Masnaya says, ano machzik tiva l'roshi, I say thank you to my head, dechad havi matem modem, because when modem comes, havi kari migarme, it bows by itself, and it wakes me up to realize that I'm up to modem. And so this Gemara is really interesting. First of all, it talks about that, you know, there's a reality to tefillah. If you're not going to get it right, so then repeat it. But if you cannot, if you don't think so, im lav al yispal, we're going to see this notion comes up later. But what's pshat? What's the understanding of all of these great rabbis, all of these great amoraim who are literally having a difficult time concentrating? So one might understand that, you know, I mean, that makes sense. As the Charedim says, that's kind of everybody's problem. It's very difficult, the Charedim says, for a person to concentrate as whoever you are for the entire period of time over the course of davening. The Charedim points out in the Yerushalmi, V'chalila shakdoshim halalu shlohi mechavdim, elei over altsad onis, herer over v'choser u'mechavim. Rather, he says, it's not possible to imagine that what they're saying is they never had Kavana, but they mostly had Kavana, they mostly did it right, but every once in a while they would space out. That's the realistic perspective. There are those who understand that, no, this Gemara is to be understood on a different level, these people are on a different level, and there's sort of the apologetics methodology, which understands that, no, at their level, this or these distractions were actually very holy things. The Pnei Moshe, for example, says on the page, he says that their problem was, and you know, we should all have this problem, Shatard Behirhur Torah. They were such great scholars, they wanted to be thinking Torah. And because they were so focused on Torah, they needed to distract themselves from Torah to be able to get back to tefillah. So they would focus on these distractions like the flowers or the bricks or politics in order to get back to the job of tefillah because they were so holy and spiritual and focused on Torah. But in any event, what we're seeing from here is that perhaps this is meant to be understood as there is a reality of Kavana, that Kavana is very difficult. And indeed, this I think is echoed in the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, and Daf Kuf Samach Dal and Amud Beis towards the bottom, it says, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav. Rav Amram says in the name of Rav, Shalosh Averos Ein Adam Nitzel Behen Mikol Yom. There are three Averos that a person is not saved from all day, meaning all of us, we are all involved in these three Averos. Number one, Hirhur Avera, the thought of doing things we're not supposed to be doing. The Lashon Hara is the third one, Lashon Hara, and the Gemara clarifies it's Avak Lashon Hara, which is really, you know, sort of like, you know, putting softballs out there about people that people just jump on and just decide to say bad things. And so finally, Iyun Tfila. Iyun Tfila means what? Usually it means focusing on tefillah, which is a good thing. We talk about every single morning, Berachas HaShachar, which is really the first Mishnah in Maseches Peah. We say one of the things that HaKeren Kayemes LaOlam Haba, the principle exists forever, but we get to enjoy the peros, the fruits in this world. One of those things is Iyun Tefillah. It sounds like Iyun Tefillah is a really good thing, so it's weird that it's considered to be a bad thing over here. So the Rashbam understands that the Iyun Tefillah we're referring to is a different type of behavior. It's referring to a person, as the Gemara Brachos says, a person should not be focusing on their tefillah with great immediate expectations. You know, you say to God, God, I prayed for this, you know, where is it? You know, what's going on? And so while it's good to have faith in that way, but it's not necessarily good to have the overconfidence in our own ability, in our own, in our own wisdom, in our own tzidkus, in our own righteousness, that we deserve the thing we necessarily pray to, and it could lead to a lot of heartache and a lot of heartbreak. And so Tosus over here says that no, Iyun Tefillah is actually referring to focus on Tefillah. And the point of the Gemara is we all have this problem of distracted Tefillah. We all have this problem of not necessarily getting our Iyun Tefillah right. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The reality is, Kavana is very hard. Now, just I wanted to add, the Arzarua says the problem the Gemara over here is referring to is that Iyun Tefillah, we are too focused on ourselves in our tefillah. In our Shmona Esrei, we look at the beginning of the bracha and we talk about Rifa'enu, Hilas, and we refer to us ourselves. And then when we get to the end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael, when we refer to the public, the communal needs, which is really, it's so beautiful that our Shmona Esrei is replete. Every bracha is put into the plural. But if we're only focusing on ourselves and not focusing on the klal, the Arzurah says that's what we all have a problem with. So that makes a lot more sense as well. But in any event, what we have over here is a basic admonition that we all have this problem. We all have the problem with kavana. And what kavana is actually a very important question that comes up in this discussion. Is kavana, I know what the words mean, is kavana that I have a sense of a presence of me speaking to God in this moment? Does kavana simply mean that I know that I'm doing a mitzvah in this moment? That's for a different 10. But just think about those different variations and those different possibilities. Ultimately, the Gemara in Brachos says that really the most important thing that we have to have kavana in is the bracha of Avos. So the Gemara says this a couple of times, that Avos is the most important bracha. That's the first bracha, the very first bracha of Shmona Esrei. And how this is understood is probably because Avos is the leadoff, right? It's the bracha that gets us into all the other brachos. It allows us to identify who it is that we are speaking to. And the value of every other part of that conversation will be contingent on getting that bracha, the bracha of who we are speaking to, correctly. And so we have the Rambam that reminds us that we need Kavanas Halev. He says that minimally we need the Kavana by the bracha of Avos. And interestingly, the Torah suggests that really, if you don't have the Kavana by the bracha of Avos, by that first bracha, so you should actually repeat the Shmona Esrei, repeat the entire thing, because you got the first bracha wrong. And then he clarifies, V'ha'idna, but nowadays we don't do this, because who says the second time around I'm going to get it right? And I wonder if he gets this from that Yerushalmi, which suggests that you're not supposed to repeat if you don't think you're going to get it right the second time. The Shulchan Aruch indeed paskins this way, and the Rama brings this idea that if we have a bad Shmona Esrei, and if we know that during the first bracha we were totally spaced out, we are not supposed to repeat it, because who says I'm going to get it right the second time? The question is, though, what if, like, I remember in the middle of that bracha? Of course, the Mishnah Berurah says, I should be salvaging that bracha. In the middle of any bracha, but particularly the first one, I can begin the bracha again to refocus and try to get myself concentrating on the words that I am saying. And that's really important. Mishnah Berurah suggests that minimally we should know the meanings and be focused on the chasima of each bracha. The end bracha, which is the summary of the entirety of the bracha, that should have our focus. And so if we're going to start on a campaign to learn all the words, we should start with those end brachos in each paragraph. One interesting issue that comes up in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha is, let's imagine that I am finished the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, and I realized I goofed. I realized I totally spaced out. I said Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham, and I didn't mean a word. So technically, as we saw, you're not supposed to start again, because there's an assumption that who says I'm going to get it right the next time. So I'm going to be in this endless, distracted loop where I'm not going to get this right at all. So the first thing that the Bir Halacha suggests is, you know, you should probably go and do it again, because it's ridiculous to go and imagine that I should do another 17, 18 brachos after that, and where the first one being no good kind of disqualifies the entirety of the Shmona Esrei. So how could it be that I'm supposed to do that? I should just start again. In that case, if I remember after the first bracha, before I begin on Tagibar, that I didn't do a good job, I should start again. That's the Bir Halacha's first opinion. He says, though, the Chachma Sadan disagrees. And he offers another really interesting suggestion. He says, you know what you should do? You should sit after you are done with that first bracha and wait. Stand there and wait. Wait for what? Wait for the chazan to begin the Kwayat Shemona Esrei. And when the chazan begins the Kwayat Shemona Esrei, have kavana or focus with intensity that chazan is doing it on your behalf and focused with you. And as soon as that chazan is finished, then you are going to continue, and having salvaged that first bracha by hearing it from the chazan, you can continue with Ata Gibar and reclaim the rest of your Shemona Esrei. There's a certain reality of the difficulty of having kavana, having intent properly when we daven, but we know there are minimums, and of course there are few maximums, and the best we can do is great. Have a great day.